I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week's meeting between the leaders of North and South Korea was no doubt exciting. However, for some, the summit's outcome was not what they were hoping for. Plus, when it comes to the Great Commission, the deaf are consistently overlooked, simply because not enough people realize the need facing these communities. We'll dive further into that in just a moment. But first, last Friday was called an historic day when North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and South Korea's President Moon Jae-in met for the first time. The world praised the inter-Korean summit as a step towards peace. But Eric Foley with Voice of the Martyrs Korea says it's an empty peace, focusing on denuclearization and ignoring North Korea's human rights violations against its people. VOM Korea's underground network is in touch with North Korean Christians, and Foley says,
over the weekend, I've had the opportunity to speak with a number of North Korean Christians and ask them the question, what do you think? And their response is that they're very surprised that believers in the rest of the world have set aside the things that we've been praying for related to North Korea. And their comment is this: this is not what we've been praying for.
True peace comes when God causes leaders to have changed hearts.
What we need to be praying for is what North Korean Christians have taught us to pray for now several generations. Pray for the transformation of the heart of the leader.
Next, more than 90% of the people in Amman, Jordan are considered unreached by the gospel. World Mission's Greg Kelly explains.
They don't have an opportunity to hear the gospel. There's no churches, there's no Bibles, there's no missionaries. And so Jordan is also a very challenging place to do ministry, but our partners there are also targeting particularly young people. And the reason we're targeting the youth or the college stage is our partners feel like they have about 5 years with them before they'll move on.
World Mission sees the next generation to be integral in spreading the gospel. But he says few are sharing the gospel with young people, even though they're receptive to it. To respond, World Mission is distributing solar-powered audio Bibles called The Treasure. And they found kids who are discipling each other because of it. Help reach the 90% in Jordan by giving true treasure. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Back in the U.S., deaf leaders are hoping a recent event will put the needs of their people on the church's radar. Paul Njatha is a deaf Kenyan leader serving with Door International, and he spoke with us through an interpreter at last week's Issachar Summit in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Many hearing people think that all the sign languages in the world are the same. There's over 350 different sign languages around the world. Only a very small percentage have had any translation. Maybe about 20 sign languages.
Along with sign language scripture, the deaf need Christian leaders.
We have very few mature deaf leaders. Remember, the Bible says that the harvest is huge, but the laborers are few. And so we would like people to pray so that we can get more leaders who could be trained so that they train other deaf leaders.
And a few weekends ago, an E3 Partners team was delivering baby items to a refugee family in the U.S. The teammates, Andrew and Kathy, had grown close with this particular family and were invited in for dinner. E3 Partners' Jeff Johnston says,
and so he starts sharing the three circles method, and the father of the family said, oh yeah, Elias shared something like this with me back in Syria.
Turns out Andrew knew the Elias who administered to this man in Syria years before.
You know, Elias got to plant that seed, and Andrew really got to then see the fruit of that himself. And so that family at the end of that day actually accepted Jesus into their lives.
The takeaway? Plant seeds for the gospel every opportunity you get, because there's no knowing how God will harvest them. Learn more about how God worked in and through this family and ways that you can do the same at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that'll let you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.